Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, on Ignite Your Day. I'm excited about what's going on in our ministry. This is a beautiful thing that we're doing, trying to put together a week of shows for you. I'm hosting one day. I got my friends Ginger Usher, Malcolm Burton, Donna Rawls. I believe we have a couple more coming in for the second hour that we're going to be trying to get on the station. And we're just going to be a blessing to you. Ignite Your Day is exactly what the words mean. That means for us to continually bring the gospel to you, continually give you the word of God, that it would ignite you, that it would be a part of your life, that it would excite you, that each day that you wake up, there's no problem. The Bible says this, above all, I pray that you prosper and you be in health. And a lot of people ask me, what does that mean? Well, God wants you to have everything you need, because when you prosper, that means you have an abundance. That means there's no shortage. That means that there's plenty of things in your life that you need, and you're prospering in it. Health, being health, I mean, healing and health are two different things. A healing is a person comes to me, I pray for their hand, they have arthritis, and God heals their hand. Seen it happen several times. Health is a different thing, means that it's not difficult to get up in the morning. It's not difficult to walk around. It's not difficult to try and just move and do the things you're doing. Interesting story, we had a gentleman read our book, Ignite Your Faith. The book right here that you're seeing. And when they read the book, God touched them. But then he put the CDs in. And the CDs are different. I have three CDs that go with this. These three CDs are powerful. I record them at Sid Ross Studios. And they're three healing services, just like I would preach in a healing service. By the time that he got to the second CD, his body was healed. He was in his bedroom, in his living room, listening to the CD. He uses the rails to go around the walls just to balance himself so he can get some water at the kitchen. All the time, you have to walk around the whole house with these railings. He listened to the second CD. As he finished the second CD, he went to go get some water. He turned around, and he seen this. He seen that his body was completely healed. He had no problem with moving around. He had no problem walking. He had no problem just going and doing what he's supposed to do. God healed him. Listen to the CDs. Now, that's an amazing thing, but that's just an example of what healing and health is. There's another gentleman when I was at one of the grocery stores, coming out to go put my carts up. Now, if you ever go with me, I'm a very fast walker. I move around. I like to go and just go get what I need. You're not going to enjoy shopping with me. My wife doesn't enjoy shopping with me because of all the craziness that I just go and just get the stuff I need and I come back out. But if you ever see me, I will always look around and see if there's a person in need. And bless the people that go to Walmart. I've heard several stories of friends of mine that have gone to grocery stores and gone to different places. And they've been able to, and they've seen people that were in need. And they pray for them and God healed them. Well, I've always adopted that as well. And as I'm walking through this place, there's a man in front of me at the checkout counter. And he's really, really slow getting there. I let him go in front. He looked like he was laboring. He gets in there. He gets his items on the cart, out of the cart, gets checked out. He goes on. They change the cashiers when it was my turn to go through the line. And of course, if you've ever been in the store, you know how that goes. So they're changing the cashiers. I'm standing there waiting. They finally get me checked out. I get out. I'm zooming out the door, heading to my car. And guess what? This man is right beside my car. And he's barely getting to his car. And I went over there and I put all my groceries up and I pushed the cart to the little cart stand. I turned around and he was still getting his cart out. He just emptied it by the time I got to my car. So I said, hey, do you mind if I go to take your car? Because I'm just going to go in and go put this up for you. I'm going to take your cart. He's like, go ahead, take the cart. So I went, I took the cart, and when I was taking the cart, I came back to him and he was still barely getting his car. I said, sir, I really believe that you're going through pain right now. And he looked at me, yes, sir, I am. How long has that leg been bothering you? He goes, oh, for quite some time. I'm an old man. I go, do you know the Bible says that the Word of God says this, that the Lord prays and wishes that you prosper, above all, prosper and be in health. Do you know what that means? He goes, no. I said, God wants your body healed, but he also wants you healthy. In other words, your disease is not your God. Your disease is not your friend. Your disease is not your pet. Your disease is a sickness, and it's just like if you hate sin, you need to hate sickness. I go, God don't want you hurting. He wants you to be able to get out of bed. He wants you to be able to walk and get some water without any issues. He wants you to go to the store, meet your friends, meet your family, pick up your grandchildren, and just be a blessing. You know, God wants you healthy, not just healed. God heals everything, but God wants you healthy. Every day, God wants you to have a health in your life. Now, he looked at me, and he goes, well, son, he goes, what do you want to do? I go, I'd love to pray for you. I go, I'm a man of God. I believe God heals. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know what church I'm from. You don't even need to know what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. All you need to know is that I love God and that God loves you. Just like he loves everyone that's watching this, he loves you, and he wants you to be healthy, not just healed, but healthy. He looked at me and said, son, do what you do. And I said, absolutely. So I put my hand over there by his leg. I put my hand on his knee. Now in Louisiana, I prayed for about 30 people in Louisiana. I believe it was in, Lake Charles area. I prayed for 30 people that were sick. And do you know that, it was Lafayette. I was in Lafayette. 30 people that had knee problems, grandparents that had knee problems. And do you know this? That God healed every one of them. Now, I was going through a knee problem at that time, and every time I laid hands on three of them, I hear that popping. I heard that cracking. I heard that just oof, happen in their body. And you know, faith has a sound. Elijah said, I hear the abundance of rain. So if it comes from the supernatural into the natural, it's going to have a sound. So all these crackings and poppings, what I heard in Louisiana, I heard in this man's knee. The same cracking, the same popping. He looked at me with the biggest eyes and said, son, I have no more pain. I'm going to tell you this. God wants you healthy. And he said, son, where's your church? Where can I attend your services? Where can I give an offering? I said, those things aren't needed. Praise God. Just get into a church that believes in the Holy Spirit, that can move, that's a Bible preaching church that moves in the power of God. That's all you got to do. Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to come right back after these short messages. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev, which is now named Ignite Your Day. I've hosted Midwatch with the Rev for over 5 years. I was like 15 years. No, I think it was like 2009. So yeah, 10 years I've hosted it. We haven't done much of the radio show, so this is replacing it. It's called Ignite Your Day. And it wants to excite you. It wants you to get your have authority in your life. It wants you to just move in the power of God. It wants good things to happen for you. Ignite Your Day, the play on of the words. My book is titled Ignite Your Faith, and that's what all I do. I tell every minister that comes in my services or that I meet and I have lunch with or that we fellowship with, I tell them this. Our job is to preach the gospel, amen? And it is to ignite the faith in the room. My job through these airwaves is to get you excited about God. Because it's easy to receive when you're smiling. It's easy to receive when you're expectant. It's easy to receive when you have your hands up and you're saying, Lord, I know that you can do this. I know that you can do this. I know that your power is able, and I receive it. You know, all you have to do is receive God's blessing. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do any kind of works. I just recently got back from South Africa. It was an amazing time that I had out there. I prayed for the bishop's wife, Diane. She came up for prayer. What happened with Diane is she's an older lady. I call them older lady. I don't say elderly lady. I just say an older lady. She came up to the service, and she had some issues with her ankle. What happened was Diane ended up twisting her ankle, and it twisted so bad that they couldn't do anything until all the swelling went down. Well, it was painful and stuff, but you know what? Diane still came. I want to encourage you that even through pain, you come to the service. Even through pain, you come through the service because God is about to do something in your life. God is about to do something in your life. Now, think about this. Diane could have stood at home. Diane could have cried about it and said, let me see what they can do with the masseuse. Let me see what they can do with the chiropractor. Let me see what they can do with the people they send me to in the next 4 or 5 days. But she said, no, I want to get healed. I need to be around the man of God that walks in healing. I need to be around the man of God that walks in anointing. I need to be around this man of God because he has God's authority. And I believe it's going to happen. Well, during the prayer service, she came up. She was actually one of the first people to come up in our service that we had in Pietermaritzburg in the Woodlands area. And we're out there in South Africa. South Africa is a wonderful place, beautiful place. They can't make many good ribs. I've had their ribs. Not that great. I'm a Texas boy. I love my kind of ribs. I make them. I love ribs in South Carolina. I love ribs in St. Louis. But not so much in South Africa. But very grateful for that. They took me to go eat ribs. But I tell you this. God is good. Diana went up there and she said, Brother David, my ankle is messed up. The doctors can't do anything with it. Can you pray for me? Because I can believe God can heal me. I said, absolutely, Diana. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray right now that these ligaments, these blood, these muscles, these bones, these tendons are all put back in alignment in the name of Jesus now. Do you know that she got healed instantly? That God touched her leg instantly, that very second. She went home and she was excited. Well, the next day, 2 days later, we're in another place. That was a Truden House. We're now in a different place preaching. I don't remember the name of that place, but we're over there preaching the word. It's one of the churches that are part of the organizations that Philadelphia Sanctuary. And I'm over there preaching and stuff. I'm praying. We pray, we lay hands on the altar. I lay hands on several people. One of the people I laid hands on was Sister Darlene. Sister Darlene's one of the ushers of the church. I laid hands on her in Truden House as well. I laid hands on her on this day. And she said, Brother David, thank you for praying. I said, amen. And she went and sat down and stuff, and I finished up the prayer service. Well, when I was leaving, I was going to get my books at the book table. I was talking to my friend Nicole, who handles my books. And I'm just about to get ready to leave. We just packed the books, and I'm about to take off. And Darlene's standing there. Darlene says, Brother David, I believe this. I believe that if I read my Bible, I'm going to read it. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. The whole time that you're here, you got another week here. The whole time that you're here, on the last day on Sunday, you will lay hands on my back and I will be healed. And I stepped back and I said, that's a good thing. I appreciate that. It's admirable that you're going to do all this, and God does work in faith when you set the term. We'll go on another show. We'll talk about setting the term. And that is something that God will do. But, I believe this. You heard the testimonies of your bishop's wife, Diana. Then God healed her instantly. She didn't have to do anything but believe. She just had to receive what God was doing. She didn't have to do anything else but believe that God will do it. I'm here. God has sent me here. God has anointed me to preach and pray for the sick. He specifically sent me to South Africa to lay hands on those that were sick so they may recover. You have faith. You have faith. The third thing is you have faith. I'm telling Darlene all these things, and some of these things I'm telling you, you have the same things I'm speaking about. God has sent me here to pray for you over the airwaves. I remember a time I'll finish Darlene's story in a second. But I remember a time when I was on Sid Ross episode, the first time I was on there, or actually the only time I was on there, a lady heard, watched the video through the airwaves. God healed her back. When I said, put your hands on the screen, if you put your hands toward the screen, if you need healing in your back. God healed her instantly. She came to my building in Humble, Texas, when I used to run a healing service out of there. We're no longer there, but she came to that place and she said, I was healed through that episode. So God does heal on the airwaves. Now, I want you to believe that. I want you to receive that because of the next segment, we're going to go over that and we're going to believe God to heal your body. Now, I talked to Darlene. I said, now, all these three things that are happening, you seen your bishop's ankle healed instantly. You knew of her injury, knew of the pain, and God healed her. Well, my Bible says this, that God is not a respecter of persons. If he did it for one, he'll do it for the other. He loves us all the same. The number two, she knows that I am there to pray for the sick that they may recover. That is what God sent me to do. Number three, she believes. She knows. So I said, Sister Darlene, I believe if I put my hand on your back right now that God's going to heal you. Can you believe with me? I took another person with me. Miss Nicole helped me pray. Nicole put her hand on her back. I put my hand over Nicole's back. As soon as we start praying, and how this happened to many of you possibly, she started to scream. She started to say, no. Oh, no, 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 no. The pain has come back. And it is twice as worse as before you started praying. And I looked at her and I just got her by her hand like this. My hand on her back, or Nicole's hands on her back. I said, do you know what? That's just the devil. We're going to push past this pain. Sometimes you have to push past the pain to get healed. You have to push past the pain to get the blessing what God has. You got to stand. And when you've done all, stand again. So I went over there and I grabbed another two people to help me pray. Now there's three of us, four of us praying. If one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight, how much more can four put? So we went over there, we believed. We prayed for her. As we prayed for her back, it started to pop. It started to pop. She went to the car. She said, the pain is not gone, but there's popping happening. I said, well, that's God doing something. She got in her vehicle to go home. They're driving home. Her husband, her kids are in the back saying, Mom, what's that noise? She said, it's my back, and it is popping. It just keeps popping. And she's like, Mom, why are you doing that? I'm not doing it. God's doing it. And then she looked at her husband. Her husband's like, is that your back? Because it's pretty noisy. He said, yeah. He goes, do you need to keep doing that right now? Can you do that another time? Just like what husbands do, right? They don't understand at times. So she went to bed. Now, when she woke up, her husband didn't get no sleep because her back popped all night. She got up out of the bed and she stood up completely healed. God had touched her back. And not only God touched her back and she was healed, but she did exercises and she hasn't done exercise for 7 years. So I tell you what, these are some of the great things that we're going to be showing on the show. I'm going to tell you about testimonies. I'm going to tell you about miracles. I'm going to tell you about things that only happen because God is with us. God's the only one that can do the miracles. Amen. We'll be right back. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, on Ignite Your Day. But this is the final segment on this show, and we're excited because God has been touching people through their airwaves. I believe in God is healing, and God is blessing, and God is ministering to those that listen to the Word of God. I want to get you excited. I want to ignite your day. I want to make sure that you are hearing what God has to say in the Word of God. God is good, God is awesome, and God is amazing, and God is able to do the things that we want Him to do by faith. I want you to understand that when God says be healthy, He means that He wants your body to change. He wants it from being broken down and torn up to being healthy and healed. I gave you that scripture at the first segment saying, above all, I wish that you prosper and you be in health. That is the scripture that God has given us. The Bible says in Exodus 15, 26, that He is our healer. Amen. He said, if you shall walk in my ways and do all that I've called according, or call on my statutes, I will not allow any of the diseases to fall upon you, but I will, that I fell on the Egyptians, but because I am the Lord thy healer. Of course, I'm paraphrasing that, and I want you to understand, because I don't have my Bible in front of me. I don't know why my Bible is not in front of me. It's somewhere else around here. Maybe someone took it. I think someone took it from the last set, because I don't see it anywhere in the studio, but we'll find my Bible eventually soon. But God is able to touch. God is able to change. God is able to move the things that are being difficult for you. I mentioned on the second segment about Darlene coming to the service. Diane coming to the service. She could have been home. She could have been waiting, but she came to God, and God was able to do something with her. So I'm going to believe right now that God is able to do the things that you need, the things that you can believe in that God can do. I remember this young man when I was in Los Angeles. Yes, I was in Los Angeles, and during that service, before that service, I got an email. And then a phone call, and it was from this lady that had a child, a young boy that had MS. She said, look, I can't come to the service with my son. I'll come by myself, and you can pray for him, and God will touch him. I said, well, that will work. I mean, that's fine, but I've seen so much more, I wouldn't say guarantee or confirmations, but I've seen so much more done. I've seen a stronger work. I guess that's the best word. A stronger work if you bring the person to the Lord. If you bring that person to the service where the anointing is there, I believe God will touch. I believe God will heal. And so she said, okay, I'm going to go and bring him, but he's going to make a lot of noise. We'll sit in the back. I said, it doesn't matter how much noise he makes. It doesn't matter how much time he screams or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you're here and that you're in the service. What matters to me is that you're part of what we're doing. What matters to me is that God is working for your son here. So you bring him to the front. I said, you sit in front. If you sit him in front, that's fine. I can preach. I have a microphone. I can preach louder than he can scream. And sure enough, he was a little disruption in the front, but I kept preaching. He was a little disruption on all this during the whole service. The guy would not sit down. He'd run and mess with the lights. He'll try and run up to the where the drums were at. And you know what? I took on the challenge because I knew God was with me. I said, bring him. Bring him. Now, we've seen MS healed in Mexico, and I'll share that story in another segment. But this young child was there, and I walked up to the child, and I looked at the child and said, go back to your mom. And he'd fight and scream a little and run back to his mom. But during the prayer service, when the presence of God just fell on the place, I walked up to several people already praying, and I walked up to this child. Maybe I prayed for two or three people, I think, on either side of the service. And then I came back and I looked at the kid and I said, okay, it's your turn. By that time, the kid was not moving around at all. By that time, the kid kind of just looked. He just looked at me quietly. He closed his eyes as I got close to him. As soon as I reached out to lay hands on him, this kid with MS fell into my hands. He just collapsed in my hands forward, out. Completely. I laid him down on the floor. I brought another minister just to sit by him. And I said, God is healing this boy from MS. He's taking that dumb, mute spirit, that unclean spirit out in the name of Jesus. He's taking this out. And when he takes this out, this kid's going to be normal. So we didn't do anything. I mean, you don't have to help God. Amen. You don't have to help God do anything. You just let God do what God does. And I said, okay, let God do what God does. And God touched him. As God was touching him, he just laid there. Pray for many other people. Many other people got touched and God moved and God ministered to several that night. But as I was coming back to the young man, he gets up off the floor. Now, you never know what you're dealing with when you're praying for anyone. So I have to look at him and see, is this the boy or is this the demon? Is this boy healed? He looked at me, and when he looked at me, he just had the biggest smile on his face. And I said, hey. And I go, you doing okay? He said, yes. And he goes, may I play the drums? I go, yeah, go play the drums. He went and he played the drums. And he played the drums. And as he was playing the drums, he wasn't playing anything musical. He was making more noise than music. But he was enjoying himself. And then it was time for us to dismiss. And we do a prayer before we dismiss. And I looked at him and said, hey, go back to your mom. He put the drumsticks back where they're supposed to be, went, jogged, and sat right down beside his mother. His whole demeanor was changed. He was smiling. He wasn't fidgeting or fussing. God healed that boy. Now, I know God can heal. You know God can heal. Now we got to trust God to heal you and heal those around you.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.